It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne. As Superstorm Sandy battered the East Coast with rain and wind, she also brought blizzard conditions to much of West Virginia. Earl Ray Tomlin is the governor of West Virginia, and he joins us on the line to talk about his state. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, this would be a little early, I would imagine, for snow there in West Virginia, and you're getting quite a lot of it.
It is a little early. We do have some high elevations in our mountains, our ski areas, and we are getting a lot, I think, at Snowshoe Resort. In Pocahontas County, we have over 2 feet of snow, and it's still coming down there. And, of course, folks in that area are very pleased with it because last year they had very little snow, and which interrupted the ski season. But, you know, throughout the rest of the state, we're getting snow, heavy, wet snow from one end of the state to the other. After a day of almost a day and a half of rain from Hurricane Sandy. So we're getting kind of a three-way punch here with the rain, the heavy snow, and the high winds that we received overnight and still receiving in some areas.
We have been talking, of course, all morning about some really terrible damage done by the storm along the East Coast. How much of what you're getting there in West Virginia is damaging?
A lot of it is. Right now we have nearly a quarter of a million customers out of power, and because of the heavy snow, we've got a lot of the leaves are still on the trees, so a lot of trees have come down, bringing down the power lines. The high winds are also causing problems with the power lines. But this time we've had at least 3 days notice, and we're able to prepare for this event much more than we were in previous events. We were able to strategically place our Department of Highways, snow plows and so forth around the state, call up our National Guard, have them ready to go. Our power companies had already requested and received several hundred workers to come in from their affiliates in other states to be prepared for this snowstorm. And so as we're continuing to receive snow today, those assets are in place, and we should be able to handle the situation, get people's power back on in a relatively short period of time. There will probably be remote areas where it may take a little longer, but I think we are prepared for this event, as widespread as it is all across the state.
And at this point in time, have you been receiving or promised federal assistance?
Yes, we requested the FEMA assistance yesterday. That was approved overnight, and so we're very thankful to FEMA for approving that so quickly to allow us to, you know, be able to use the assets that we need to get people's life back to order.
Earl Ray Tomlin is the governor of West Virginia. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Okay, it was good talking to you, Renee.